About a dozen people are gathered at the Barnstable Senior Center, sipping coffee and eating pie. They're not here to socialize or play games. They're here to talk about something many consider a taboo subject. This is a death cafe, a free-form conversation about death guided by bereavement coordinator Brooks Reinhold. If the idea of a death cafe sounds strange, Reinhold hopes people aren't put off by the name.
For those of you that have been here before, does anybody want to talk about what the death cafe is, or should I give a little synopsis of it? So you all might have heard of...
People can talk about whatever comes to mind at a death cafe. Topics range from whether there's an afterlife to the stresses of planning a funeral, which these days can be as complicated as planning a wedding.
And funerals can be the same way, too. And you're doing it for somebody else, you know, putting somebody else's face no longer with you on this particular event.
Death cafes started in Europe in the early 2000s. A Swiss sociologist named Bernard Cretaz decided to bring people together in a public place to make talking about death more comfortable. The idea spread. The first death cafe in the U.S. started in Ohio in 2011 and came to Falmouth in 2013. Death cafes have popped up in other Cape towns since then. Reinhold says she's seen mostly older people attend cafes on Cape Cod, but sometimes younger people come too.
We have people that come because they may have recently lost a spouse or a family member. We have people come that might be coming with a caregiver because they currently are facing their own health decline. People that are coming because they want to do their end-of-life planning, or maybe they're just wanting to have those conversations that they feel like they're not able to have.
Death cafes are gaining popularity at a time when an unprecedented number of Americans are caring for their aging parents or are reaching the end of their lives themselves. Some people want to talk about these issues with their doctor, but research shows that fewer than a quarter of physicians initiate the conversation with their patients. Dr. Dan Arnold has seen the consequences firsthand. When he was an emergency room doctor at Cape Cod Hospital, he saw families agonize over what to do for a sick loved one. Sometimes they chose care that actually caused more pain rather than relieve suffering. Take, for instance, CPR.
It's not like it is on TV. David Hasselhoff doesn't run in, pump on your chest three times, and you jump up and, you know, think and everything as well. And the likelihood of surviving to any sort of a quality of life is actually much lower than people understand.
About a fifth of people who are hospitalized survive resuscitation after cardiac arrest, and they often have broken ribs and other complications that can leave them worse off than before. As a result, Arnold now makes a point of talking about end-of-life care with older patients during their annual physical in his practice as a primary care doctor in Hyannis.
The discussion, while it's a hard discussion to have with a patient, generally goes over well when you start to talk about those things. And whether or not they would want feeding tubes. I've never really met anybody that says, you know, I would love to be kept alive on a feeding tube.
Arnold also spends time explaining a suite of paperwork people can use to dictate their wishes to their families and doctors.
Such as this five wishes form, which is a bit of a homework project for patients, but they can take it home and talk to their family. We do utilize this hot pink form, which stands for...
Cape Cod Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Donald Guadagnoli wants to make it easier for everyone to plan for medical emergencies and end-of-life care. He formed an initiative with a short-term goal of getting 90% of patients in his system to designate a healthcare proxy over the next 5 years. His other goal is a bit more ambitious.
We should be able to have people die where they choose to die.
Achieving that goal will require a lot of education for patients, their families, and medical providers. But Guadagnoli says the rewards will be huge.
That can bring a real sense of peace to everyone at what's a very difficult time for family members, for spouses, and for caregivers.
He wants churches, senior centers, and libraries to host discussions about end-of-life care and advanced directives long before people get sick. Registered nurse Tina Soares works with Guadagnoli, and she's helping those groups learn how to guide the discussions.
You can start early with some of the basics and then take the conversation deeper as you need to.
She also wants medical providers to feel more comfortable bringing up the subject with their patients. Soares hopes that one day talking about death will become just another normal discussion.
The end goal is to respect choices and preserve dignity. At end of life, all of us can look back and say, we did it. We just honored mom or dad's choices. And clinicians can say, we just followed through with what they wanted.
Back at the Death Cafe at the Barnstable Senior Center, the conversation has moved on from death to other subjects that can also carry a stigma.
Well, they say death is a much more taboo subject than sex.
We're not having a sex cafe.
Sometimes a little humor can make a difficult conversation a little easier. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.